Genesis, even a child can understand.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the children's rhyme book, A is for Adam. Well, lots of Christians, Ken, don't even want to think about creation and evolution because they say it's all so hard to understand. But children can get the message, can't they?
You know, it's amazing what kids can understand. At a children's workshop in Houston, Texas, a child handed one of our speakers, Buddy Davis, a little storybook he'd drawn. Now, this child really got Buddy's main point as he was teaching, and I believe it's the key to reaching the next generation. And this was it, that God created a perfect world that was marred by Adam's sin. Now, if you turn to the first page of the child's book, it shows a happy dinosaur along with Adam and Eve. Next, you see lots of dinosaurs with blood dripping from their teeth. That's because, as the child wrote, Adam and Eve sinned. But the book ends on a happy note with the new heaven and new earth. Why is this simple message so important? You know, it strikes at the foundation of those who believe in an old earth. They believe that disease, bloodshed, and death, as revealed in the fossil record, have been around for millions of years. But the Bible teaches that death came after Adam's sin. So all the horrible things in the fossil record happened because of Adam's sin, not God. And it's easy for a child to understand that.
More on this fascinating topic is found on our website, AnswersRadio.com. Read Ken's eye-opening booklet on why there's death and suffering. It's free at AnswersRadio.com.